Welcome to another Jesus Seeker audio production. I'm so glad that you have joined me today. I'm so glad that we are able to spend this time together learning more about what it means to be like Jesus. Let us pray. Dear gracious, wonderful Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross, to die our forever death. May we give you all the honor and the glory. May we surrender our lives to you today, right now. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, my family lived at Andrews University in Berrien Springs, Michigan. I mean, right on the campus. My father worked there, which allowed him to walk to and from work each day. We had a little house off to one side of the campus. I remember sitting on the front porch late in the afternoon, many afternoons, eagerly awaiting my father's arrival. As soon as I saw his head break over the hilltop, I would take off running like an arrow shot from its bow. My father, knowing the ritual, would see me coming and begin to run and hide behind trees and bushes. I would swiftly cross the road and try my best to capture my father. And after a few moments, my dad would let me catch him, laughing his laugh. He would give me his hug of love. My father and I had a special relationship. We trusted each other. We loved to spend time together. He would read storybooks to me. I remember him reading the whole series of The Chronicles of Narnia to me. We would wrestle together every Sunday morning. It was all about relationship. Relationship. The Bible can be summarized in one word, and that is relationship. God created this world and the human race because He loves relationships. He loves to share His love. Genesis 3 verse 8 says that Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. I can just picture it. God would eagerly come to earth to walk in the garden with His children in the cool of the day, talking to them, teaching them, sharing His everlasting love with them. They had a special relationship built on love. If Adam and Eve were anything like me, human, that is, I'm sure they would eagerly await their father's arrival to the garden. They would probably get all their work done, take their evening bath, have a delicious meal of fresh fruit picked right off the tree, and wait for that special relationship-building time with their Creator. Relationship. But one day, something changed. God arrived on earth in the Garden of Eden and noticed that something was different. There was no pitter-patter of feet, no giggles of joy, no calls of welcome. God the Father, He already knew what had happened at the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But to lose that special connection, that personal relationship with Adam and Eve, it had to have broken His heart of love. Genesis 3 verse 8 continues by saying that Adam and his wife hid themselves. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord in the middle of the trees of the garden. A broken relationship. E.G. White wrote back in the early 1800s and late into the 1900s, that through disobedience, man's powers were perverted, and that selfishness took the place of love. Did you catch that? Selfishness took the place of love. What's the opposite of love? Selfishness. His nature became so weakened that it was impossible for him to resist the power of evil. End of quote. Do you ever feel selfish and weak? I know I do at times. I know that I don't deserve to live in heaven with God, with Jesus, forever and ever. With the things I have done in my lifetime, I deserve to die the eternal death. The wages of sin is death. Adam and Eve chose to break their connection. They chose to sever their relationship with the Father. And now someone had to die to mend that broken relationship. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Loved. For God so loved. It was not something that He did because He had to. Because of love. He gave His only begotten Son. That whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through Him. What is the answer to a broken relationship with Jesus? A broken relationship with the Heavenly Father? E.G. White also wrote that when self is submerged in Christ, when self is submerged in Christ, true love springs forth spontaneously. It is not an emotion or an impulse, but a decision of a sanctified will. It consists not in feeling, but in the transformation of the whole heart, soul, and character, which is dead to self and alive unto God. Our Lord and Savior asks us to give ourselves to Him. Surrendering self to God is all He requires. Let me highlight that. Surrendering self to God is all He requires. Giving ourselves to Him to be employed as He sees fit. Until we come to this point of surrender, we shall not work happily, usefully, or successfully anywhere. End of quote. That was written back in 1898. So, what is the answer to a broken relationship with the Heavenly Father? Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus is the answer to all of our sin problems. Not just some of them. Not just 85.5% of our sin problems. Not just 99.9%, but all of our sin problems. Anger, fear, unforgiveness, addiction, selfishness. Jesus is the answer. As we submerge ourselves in Jesus, as we spend time every day reading the Word of God, discovering Jesus for ourselves, His true love will spring up automatically in our lives. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1 says, "Let love be your highest goal." I borrowed a few concepts from Rick Warren, and here they are. Here are three reasons why love needs to be your number one priority. Three reasons why love needs to be your number one priority. Are you ready? Number one, love is the supreme value in life. Love is the supreme value in life. Matthew 22:37-39 says, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart." It's not written, "Love the Lord your God with half of your heart, some of your heart." No, all of your heart. And with all of your soul. And with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let's get the message. Let's get the message. Relationships, love, is what matters most in life. Galatians 5 verse 14 says that the entire law is summed up in a single command, love your neighbor as yourself. We must always remember that human love wears out, but the love of God lasts forever. Are you tired of human love? Which is an oxymoron if you think about it. If so, I invite you to submerge yourself in Jesus. Let Jesus surround His arms of love. Surround you with His arms of love. So number one, love is the supreme value in life. Number two, love is the primary objective of life. Love is the primary objective of life. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." In other words, if I don't live a life of love, nothing I say will matter. That means I cannot profess to be a Christian and have some deep-seated addiction, some lifestyle habit that cause me to sin against God and then go around telling people about Jesus. No. Cannot. Impossible. If I don't live a life of love, nothing I say will matter. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 2 says, "If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing." Let's break it down. If I don't live a life of love, nothing I know will matter. Brilliance without love equals zero. Zip, nothing. If I don't live a life of love, nothing I believe will matter. Faith without love does not matter. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 3, "If I give all that I have to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing." Let's break it down again. If I don't live a life of love, nothing I give will matter. Giving is not necessarily loving. Just because you give $1,000, $1,000,000 to the work of God, just because you surrender 1,000 hours, you know, each year to ministry and outreach, if you don't have love, you have given nothing. Nothing you give will matter. If I don't live a life of love, nothing I accomplish will matter. Relationships are more important than accomplishments. This is one of the most important relationship keys that you can learn if you're married, thinking about getting married, or have kids. Your job, your career, your education should never, let me highlight that once again, never come before your family. Relationships are more important than accomplishments. Let's keep going. The Word of God is speaking loud and clear for itself. Number three, love is the greatest power in life. Love is the greatest power in life. Number one, love is the supreme value in life. Number two, love is the primary objective of life. And number three, love is the greatest power in life. Let's read about it in 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." God has shown us how to leave a lasting legacy. And the answer is not in making tons of money or doing some great thing for society. The answer is to be filled with God's love. To fill our lives with God's love. Ephesians 5 verse 2, "Live a life of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Once we have allowed God to fill our lives with his pure love, we must pray for heavenly wisdom to help nurture the love of God within us. To keep that love alive and well until Jesus comes in all his glory to physically reconnect the segments of a relationship that was broken thousands of years ago in the Garden of Eden. E.G. White wrote that it has been said, and this was back in 1894, "Love is a tender plant, and it must be cultivated and cherished. And the roots of bitterness all have to be plucked up around it in order for it to have room to circulate. And then it will bring in under its influence all the powers of the mind, all the heart, so that we shall love God supremely and our neighbor as ourself." Love. A love relationship with God is a two-way street. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If you love me, keep my commandments. A two-way street. Like the father in the parable of the prodigal son, our Heavenly Father is waiting for us to return to him. He has already searched and found us in darkness. He has already paid the price. Now he is waiting for us to return to his arms of love. If it is your desire to be in God's love, to return to God's love, to be submerged in Christ Jesus every day, if it is your desire to spend quality time in the Word of God, to become a prayer warrior, to share the love of God with everybody you come into contact with, to sacrifice time, money, energy in the service of God, I would like to invite you to lay your life down at the foot of the cross. To let go of the burdens of life and give them to Jesus. And as my mother always said, let go and let God. If you have never truly surrendered your life to Jesus, please do so now. There's no time to wait. You never know when you may breathe your last breath. Today is the day your Father is waiting. He's waiting for you to surrender your life to him right now. Get involved in a church that loves Jesus. Find someone to hold you accountable if you're struggling with a lifestyle addiction. May it be drinking, smoking, pornography, anger, abuse. Find a way to give your life to Jesus and never look back. I pray for you. I pray that the Lord will give you a desire, a passion for his love. Let us pray. Let's pray about that love. Let's pray for a special outpouring of love right now. Dear gracious, wonderful Father, we thank you for your love, your truth, your word, the word that you have given us that will allow us to discover your love. So Lord, help us to find Jesus in the Word of God every day, to discover your love every day, to be filled to the point that we're just overflowing with love. May we surrender our hearts, our lives, our careers, our families over to you right now. Lord, I thank you for all that you have done and will do. May your Holy Spirit just fill us, Lord, and give us a passion to live like Jesus. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. Friends, I hope and pray that you will have a great week. Please come back and listen to another production of the Jesus Seeker Audio Productions in the next week or two. And may the Lord just bless you greatly as you continue to seek after Jesus. God bless.